see, the latest thing on animated objects is that we've been trying to get link sets to work correctly. You can have if you have a bunch of different prims and each prim wants to send out its own animation requests, you know, getting all of that stuff to work correctly requires a little bit more code than what we currently had. So been poking on that lately. Seems to be coming along okay. Is animating rigged mesh going to use the current Bento skeleton? Yes, it's based on the same skeleton as avatars, so that you have the same range of joints available. It doesn't do everything that avatars do currently, but it does include the full set of joints. Yeah, syncing animations obviously has been a problem all along. You get this, you know, you got a bunch of different avatars that are trying to play the same animation, and then they all start as soon as the animation shows up, and you get this like sort of unplanned line dance effect, and it's kind of squirrely. I had a question about returning mesh asset swap LSL function. That was a problem in the early days of mesh, and I don't think we would want to revisit that particular can of worms. So you had a question about where animation assets for NPCs need to be stored to be able to be played. The way this works right now is similar to the way it works now for mesh attachments, right? You can put an animation object inside your attachments and, you know, then reference them inside your scripts. So that's the approach we've been using with the animated objects as well. So you can put animations inside of your animated objects, and then reference them by name in the scripts that are in those objects. Can the object use an AO? Well, the original idea with an AO is that you're overriding the default animations, right? You've got the built-in walk or stand or whatever, and you're trying to replace those. In the case of the objects, they don't play any animations by default. They only play the ones that you asked for. So, I mean, you can have a script that tells it what animations to play, but it wouldn't exactly be an AO in that sense.
Oh, but there is the pathfinding system. And the pathfinding system, if you look at the code and you have similar functions to how an AO would work in a way.
Yeah, I haven't really worked with the pathfinding system. How do you see that going?
Well, there are different things that trigger an event. So you can have something trigger just wandering, just walking around or following something. You could trigger it to follow something. And all of these things would be, of course, linked to animation. So in many ways, it would be a lot like an AO.
Yeah, I mean, if you think of an AO as kind of an object that's in charge of controlling animations, then you can certainly have those. It's just, it would work a bit differently than what it is with the, you know, avatars today. No, I don't know when we'll have a project viewer out. You know, right now I'm still at the stage of we're poking around in corners of the code that, you know, nobody's tried to do anything with for a while. And so sometimes you try to change something and it works fine, and sometimes you find some weird surprise that you have to deal with. So, you know, when you're in that mode, it's very hard to predict how long it's going to take to get beyond it. You know, so far I think things have gone reasonably smoothly, but you know, there's a fair number of kind of corners that we haven't poked in yet. So, well, you know, all I can say is, you know, once we feel like we have something that's, you know, useful and sufficiently stable, we'll look to put a project viewer out.